Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a person who inspired your well-being. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and influences. One such topic that has gained popularity in recent years is describing a person who has inspired you to prioritize your well-being. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this particular speaking task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about well-being and personal influences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q1, do you think it's important to prioritize your well-being? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I believe it's crucial to prioritize our well-being. Taking care of our physical and mental health helps us perform better in our daily lives and maintain good relationships with others. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely, I consider prioritizing one's well-being to be of paramount importance. In today's fast-paced world, maintaining a balance between physical, mental, and emotional health is essential for overall quality of life. By focusing on our well-being, we not only enhance our personal productivity, but also foster more meaningful connections with those around us. Q2, how do you usually take care of your health? Band 6-7 answer. I try to eat a balanced diet and exercise regularly. I also make sure to get enough sleep and take breaks when I feel stressed. Band 8 answer. I adopt a holistic approach to taking care of my health. This includes maintaining a nutrient-rich diet, engaging in regular physical activity, and ensuring I get adequate rest. Additionally, I practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation to manage stress and improve my mental well-being. I also make it a point to stay socially connected with friends and family, as I believe social health is an integral part of overall well-being. Part 2, Long-Term. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a person who has inspired you to prioritize your well-being. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to inspire you, and explain how this has impacted your life. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my aunt, Sarah, who has been a significant source of inspiration in my journey towards prioritizing my well-being. Sarah is my mother's younger sister, and I've known her since childhood. However, it wasn't until recent years that her influence on my life became truly profound. Sarah is a wellness coach and a certified nutritionist, but what sets her apart is her holistic approach to health and well-being. About 3 years ago, I noticed a remarkable transformation in her. She had always been health conscious, but she seemed to have found a new lease on life. Her energy levels were through the roof, she exuded positivity, and she seemed to have achieved a perfect work-life balance. What inspired me most was how she integrated various aspects of well-being into her daily routine. She introduced me to the concept of mindful eating, emphasizing the importance of not just what we eat, but how we eat. She also taught me about the mind-body connection and how stress management techniques like meditation and yoga can significantly improve overall health. Sarah's influence has had a transformative impact on my life. I've adopted many of her practices, such as setting boundaries to protect my mental health, prioritizing sleep, and engaging in regular physical activity. As a result, I've noticed a substantial improvement in my energy levels, productivity, and overall happiness. Moreover, Sarah's example has inspired me to spread awareness about the importance of well-being among my friends and colleagues. I've become an advocate for self-care and often share the valuable lessons I've learned from her. In conclusion, Sarah's inspiration has not only improved my personal well-being, but has also empowered me to positively influence others, creating a ripple effect of wellness in my community. Examiner's follow-up questions. How has prioritizing your well-being affected your professional life? Band 6-7 answer. Prioritizing my well-being has helped me become more productive at work. I have more energy and can focus better on my tasks. Band 8-9 answer. Prioritizing my well-being has had a profound impact on my professional life. By maintaining a healthy work-life balance, I've noticed a significant increase in my productivity and creativity. The stress management techniques I've learned have improved my ability to handle workplace challenges with more composure and clarity. Moreover, my enhanced physical and mental well-being has boosted my confidence, allowing me to take on more responsibilities and contribute more effectively to team projects. Do you think schools should teach children about the importance of well-being? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I think it's important for schools to teach children about well-being. It can help them develop good habits from a young age. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe it's imperative for schools to incorporate well-being education into their curriculum. By instilling the importance of physical, mental, and emotional health from a young age, we can equip children with essential life skills that will serve them well into adulthood. This proactive approach could potentially mitigate future health issues and contribute to creating a more balanced and resilient society. Moreover, teaching well-being in schools can help normalize conversations around mental health, reducing stigma and encouraging children to seek help when needed. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q1, how has the concept of well-being changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. In recent years, people have started to focus more on mental health alongside physical health. There's more awareness about stress and work-life balance. Band 8-9. Answer. The concept of well-being has undergone a significant evolution in recent years. There's been a paradigm shift from a purely physical health-focused approach to a more holistic understanding that encompasses mental, emotional, and social aspects of health. This change has been driven by advancements in psychological research and a growing awareness of the interconnectedness of various health dimensions. Moreover, there's been an increased recognition of the impact of lifestyle factors on well-being. Stress management, mindfulness, and work-life balance have become integral parts of the well-being conversation. The rise of digital wellness is another notable trend, addressing the need for healthy relationships with technology in our increasingly connected world. Importantly, there's also been a shift towards preventive approaches to health, with more emphasis on maintaining well-being rather than just treating illness. This has led to a boom in the wellness industry, offering various products and services aimed at enhancing overall quality of life. Q2, do you think governments should play a role in promoting citizens' well-being? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think governments should promote citizens' well-being. They can do this through health education programs and by providing access to healthcare services. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe governments have a crucial role to play in promoting citizens' well-being. This responsibility extends far beyond merely providing healthcare services. It involves creating an environment conducive to holistic well-being. Firstly, governments can implement comprehensive public health policies that address not just physical health, but also mental and social well-being. This could include mental health awareness campaigns, stress reduction programs in workplaces, and initiatives to combat social isolation, especially among vulnerable populations. Secondly, governments can use fiscal policies to incentivize behaviors that promote well-being. For instance, offering tax breaks for companies that implement employee wellness programs or subsidizing healthy food options to make them more accessible. Moreover, urban planning decisions can significantly impact well-being. Governments can prioritize the creation of green spaces, pedestrian-friendly cities, and community centers that encourage physical activity and social interaction. Lastly, by integrating well-being metrics into national progress indicators alongside economic measures, governments can signal the importance of holistic health and guide policy decisions accordingly. In essence, government involvement in promoting well-being can create a ripple effect, fostering a culture where health and happiness are valued as much as economic prosperity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Holistic approach, noun phrase, a method of treatment that looks at all aspects of a person's health and well-being, including physical, mental, and social factors. Example, Sarah's holistic approach to health inspired me to consider all aspects of my well-being. Work-life balance, noun phrase, the division of one's time and focus between working and family or leisure activities. Example, achieving a good work-life balance is crucial for maintaining overall well-being. Mindfulness, noun, the practice of being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings in the present moment. Example, practicing mindfulness has helped me manage stress more effectively. Resilience, zilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, toughness. Example, building resilience is an important part of maintaining good mental health. Preventive measures, preventive mes, noun phrase, actions taken to prevent diseases or injuries rather than curing them or treating their symptoms. Example, regular exercise and a balanced diet are effective preventive measures against many health issues. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics related to well-being and personal influences, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal anecdotes to support your points. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts by relating the topic to broader societal issues. Practice speaking on various topics related to health, well-being, and personal development to improve your fluency and confidence. Pay attention to pronunciation and intonation, as these are crucial components of the speaking assessment. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all essential for achieving a high band score. For more insights on describing influential people in IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a person who has influenced your views on work-life balance. Describe a person who has inspired you to focus on personal growth. By incorporating these strategies and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about personal influences and well-being in your IELTS speaking test.